Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. We are thankful to God for another day's journey. Amen. Where the Lord has brought us together. Today is supposed to be the first day of spring, so we thank and praise God for that. And it's also day 14 of our 40-day sojourn together in fasting and prayer. We are just 6 days away from the halfway mark. Can you believe it? Time is rapidly moving. Amen, rapidly moving. So day 14. Hope you all are blessed as you are journeying together on the fast. Quickly, I just want to thank all of you who send emails to the office and just positive words of encouragement. It helps to encourage me, and I'm grateful for it. Amen. All right, let's get to the word. The word this morning comes to us from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. And in your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read chapters 12 and 13, which make up the context of our talk today. But we want to focus in on verses 5 and 6 of Hebrews chapter 13. Verses 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. Here's the word of the Lord. I'm so excited to get it out. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Verse 5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about you're all I need. You're all I need. Beloved, let's face it, as Christians, we are called to be countercultural. That means we are not to follow what makes sense to the world, but we are to follow what makes sense as people of faith. So please understand me that there's nothing wrong with having possessions. There's nothing wrong with achieving some status or esteem. There's nothing wrong with even having or sustaining great wealth. As long as you're not blinded by what you have versus recognizing the importance of what you have. What I mean is this, that if you value your possessions more than you value your relationship with Christ, then you're being blinded by what you possess versus recognizing what you have. If you value your stocks and bonds and money more so than the Lord, the Master, our Messiah, you are valuing what you possess more so than what you have. See, beloved, we have to be careful that what we have does not compromise our Christian values. Because of God's possessed provision of grace, we have everything we need. And please get this, we may not always get what we want, but we have everything we need. Oh boy, I'm going to read that again. We may not get what we want in this world. We might not get everything we want in this world, but we have everything we need. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we live like God is all we need? And what does it mean that God is all I need. How do we live like God is all I need? And what does it mean that God is all I need? Three things, beloved, out of this text that I think will help answer those questions. Number one, we can say that God is all I need because we need to learn to be content. Learn to be content. Look at the A clause of verse 5. Hebrew writer says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. It is important to understand, beloved, that what you have is far greater than trying to gain even more from the likes of this world. I think sometimes people don't understand that they are to be content because they really don't know what they have. In order to know what you have, let me read from Hebrews chapter 12, and I want you to look at verse 28. Hebrews 12:28 says this, Since we are receiving a kingdom, hallelujah, that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. See, we are receiving a kingdom that comes from God that cannot be shaken. So we ought to be content not on what is amounted or what we have from this world. We ought to be content because we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So don't shift your focus on schemes on how to gain more of this or more of that. Be content with what you have, because what you have is God, and what comes with God is the kingdom of God. Listen, I'm content because I may not have everything that I want in the world, and that's fine, but I'm content because I have everything I need in God. And one of the things he says is that we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We receive the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And that everything else is not just a material wealth. That everything else was what comes with the kingdom of God. So learn to be content because God is all you need. Second thing, beloved, is not only are you to be content, but you need to recognize that God is all you need because God cares for you. God cares for you. Look at the B clause of verse 5. The Bible says, because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. God cares for you. We should be content because of the care of Almighty God. And now this scripture, you see it here in brackets. It shows, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. This is a reference to Deuteronomy 31:6, where Moses is getting ready to relinquish his position as leader of the people of Israel, and it's about to be passed on to Joshua. And these very words are what are uttered to Joshua as he takes on the large responsibility of guiding the children of Israel. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God cares. This means that God promises to remain. Listen, God cares for us so deeply that God not only provided us with a kingdom, but God has also given us a new position as being alive in Jesus Christ. And God cares for us so deeply that sometimes, beloved, God has to remind us and even correct us. But even in his correcting, God cares for us. Write this down in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. It says the following. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Verse 6, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Oh, my God. He wouldn't put you through the things that you're going through if God didn't care for you. So the thing that we should hold on to and what we should realize is that God is all I need because God cares for his children. He promises that he will remain. He puts us in new positions of being alive in Jesus Christ. And yes, sometimes he chastens us, but the Lord only chastens those that he cares about. And that discipline comes because he cares for you. Let me give you the final thing, beloved. Not only is it important that we must learn to be content with what we have. Be content because God has given us the keys to the kingdom. And not only must we realize that God cares for you. And sometimes God chastens his children. But because he chastens us, it shows that God cares. And God promises to remain. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But here's the final thing, beloved. Not only must you be content, not only must you recognize that God cares for you, but the reason why God is all we need is because God then allows us to speak with confidence. We are able to speak with confidence. I can speak boldly because God is all I need. Right here, verse 6. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Beloved, we can confidently say and boldly declare that the Lord is our helper. So therefore, if the Lord is on our side, and if God is on the side of his children, what are we afraid of? Why should we ever be afraid of mere mortals who are lower than God? See, how can we speak confidently? How can we speak so confidently about Jesus? The reason why we can speak so confidently about Jesus is right here in verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 13. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God does not change. That's why we can be so confident about Jesus and so confident and speaking about the fact that the Lord is our helper. And that's why we should never be afraid, especially of mere mortals. What can they do to us? Because we have a God that is on our side. Listen, the Lord provides, the Lord remains, and the Lord never changes. And the reason why, beloved, the Lord led me to this scripture, and I'm praying, is because the song by Hezekiah Walker was in my spirit this morning. You're all I need. Every breath, Lord, you give to me. You're all I need. You're all I need. Just know that God is all you need. The Lord provides, the Lord remains, and the Lord never changes. Let's pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you that you're all we need. Thank you, Lord God, that we can be confident in speaking and knowing that you are our helper. Thank you, Lord God, that we can know that you care for us, that even when you chasten us, it's because you love us. And so we are grateful to you, God, for what you continue to do in our lives. And thank you, Lord, that we are learning to be content with what we have. Because, God, you have given us the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom that we are receiving is one that can never be shaken. And so, God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor and earnest worship on the fact, Lord God, that you're all that we need. And so, Lord, it's not the love of money, but it's the love of God that continues to preserve us and keep us in all our ways. Lord, continue to bless us and help us to realize that you're all that we need. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, somebody need to put on a little Hezekiah Walker this morning and play "You're All I Need." Everything comes from Jesus Christ, and we're grateful. Day 14, y'all be blessed in Jesus' name and enjoy spring, although it's supposed to rain. Amen.